Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you should know you should check your draft stats first before you put them on your fantasy team. Or you should definitely check the expiration date on that can of bean dip you picked up at the gas station first before you dive in. Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. See Allstate.com for details. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This episode brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever find yourself playing the budgeting game? Shifting a little money here, a little there, and hoping it all works out? Well, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive, you can get a better budgeter and potentially lower your insurance bill too. You tell Progressive what you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll help find you options within your budget. Try it today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on the Roku Sports Channel from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show.
Ladies.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Kansas City, I want to hear you.
Touchdown, Kansas City, Patrick Mahomes.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Touchdown, Saquon Barkley.
Earlier on the show, two-time Super Bowl champion and Greenlight podcast host Chris Long. Still to come, comedian Bill Burr. Plus, complete championship Sunday recap, your phone calls, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Chris Long, great chat with him in hour one. Bill Burr is making his way to our studio. Cannot wait to chat with him. One of our favorites ever to appear on this program in studio, stopping by. He's got a new Hulu special that is going to be dropping on March 14th. Bill Burr, Drop Dead Years is what it's called.
Okay.
I'm just going to guess that what that means is if we're the same age, we're in the middle of the 50s,
sure.
Right? We're beginning to get to that age of
Bill
like
Burr, 56.
You know, we're not. Our patience is beginning to run thin on things. That's what I'm saying.
Does it take a lot of someone's gravy to cover your plate?
And then he's heading to New York because he's going to star in, he's making his Broadway debut. He's in Glengarry Glen Ross.
Wow. So who?
Harris character.
Yeah, Ed Harris. I mean, okay.
Dave Moss, okay. He plays.
Cool. That's awesome.
Bob Odenkirk is Shelley Levine, the machine.
Okay.
Kieran Culkin is in it, and so is... Michael McKean. So Michael McKean and Bob Odenkirk, a little Better Call Saul reunion on
Kieran
Broadway.
Kieran Culkin, is he the Spacey character, maybe?
Pacino.
Pacino.
Oh, yeah, Ricky Roma.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Pacino, nice.
Yeah. Pacino.
Wow, that's awesome.
Sim, it's going to be great. Bill Burr's coming in studio, hour three.
Love it.
So I said it was a Lions conference. There were some who thought the Niners could somehow repeat. That it could be maybe the Packers taking a step forward. Cowboys had 12 wins, and the owner said it was an all-in season. They're going to go out and go get it and repeat. And as it turns out, it's the Philadelphia Eagles world, and we're all paying rent in it. And the team that was built for Carson Wentz and then Nick Foles to win it all with Doug Peterson... retooled with Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, and they wind up a holding penalty shy of getting a shot to tie the Super Bowl a couple years ago. Instead, they lose it to the Chiefs, and Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni are going back with two new coordinators. They lost their coordinators after that Super Bowl season, offensive coordinator to the Colts, defensive coordinator of the Cardinals. Last year's replacements did not fit, and that is saying very little on something that could fill the rest of this show. They go and get Kellen Moore for the offense, Vic Fangio for the defense, and for the defense, they go and get Quinyon Mitchell out of Toledo, Cooper DeJean out of Iowa. They go ahead a couple years ago, draft Jalen Carter and Nolan Smith out of Georgia. They drafted N'Kobe Dean out of Georgia. He gets hurt, and in comes a couple of guys who make plays. And also, that offensive line, man, they can maul. They are three Bills plus all of them. And their guy, Cam Jurgens, they drafted a couple years ago, winds up replacing Jason Kelce, struggles for a bit, makes the Pro Bowl. He's hurt. He stays active, though. Landon Dickerson moves inside to take some snaps at center. He's only taken a handful, literally two handfuls of snaps all season long. He's your starting center, and that's where maybe the Commanders can get a through line. And sure enough, the Commanders get the ball first in the NFC Championship game and march down the field in 18 plays, going forward on fourth down not only once but twice, making both of them, including a fourth and five from the Philly 43. Talk about stones. And Dan Quinn showed his right away. Talk about the stones. And the kid, Jaden Daniels, converts two fourth downs. They settle for three, but it is an unsettling start for an Eagles fan to watch them go 18 plays down the field, make those fourth downs. The Jaden Daniels that has been just looking spectacular all postseason, and certainly from November on, showed up in Philadelphia in that first drive. And the Eagles get the ball back. And what took 18 plays for the Commanders to take a three-point lead, the Eagles needed one handoff to take a four-point lead. Man. Because they have Saquon Barkley.
Dude.
Saquon Barkley. This guy. Unbelievable. I don't even know how to put it into words, so I'll kind of put it into numbers to help put me into words. Chris, I mentioned this on the Overreaction Monday pod, so
a lot of good stats here.
Pardon me for repeating it, but it's too good.
Yeah, too good.
And we'll bring it to this larger audience. TJ, this is unbelievable. So Barkley's the first player in NFL history with three or more rushing touchdowns of 60 or more yards in their playoff career. And he's done it in 2 weeks. Two against the Rams, one in his first snap against the Commanders, in which the Eagles took the lead, which they did not relinquish, and all they did was just grow it. And you know what? No other player in the Super Bowl era has had multiple 60 or more rushing touchdowns in their playoff career, in the Super Bowl era. And he's done it three times in 2 weeks. Okay? But he's also the first player all time with three or more 60 or more yard touchdowns of any type in a single postseason. So let's widen the net to receivers. No receiver's ever done what Saquon's done on the ground in 2 weeks in their entire postseason careers. And he, on the screen, perfect photograph. He's making the Steph Curry night-night pose. This was at the end of the night after he had a three-touchdown game. And the Eagles got a three-touchdown game from Jalen Hurts, who we'll get to in a second, and got a seventh rushing touchdown from Will Shipley. And that's tied for the most rushing touchdowns by any team in a playoff game in NFL history. It's the most in the Super Bowl era, because here's your old gen stat. The only other team to score seven rushing touchdowns in a playoff game was the Bears in the 1940 NFL championship game. They beat Washington in that game, but it was a 73-0. This one just felt like it was 73-0 as soon as Barkley hit the end zone and the Commanders started turning it over. The Deami Brown fumble after the Barkley touchdown was just the canary in the coal mine, man.
Yeah.
The fumble on the kickoff return just before halftime when the Commanders knew they needed to score points before halftime because the Eagles, who had just scored, were going to get the ball after halftime, and instead they give the Eagles a short field. Jalen Hurts took care of that. And then the last fumble, after making it an 11-point game and getting the ball back, having a chance to make it a one-score game again, and Austin Eckler, of all people, puts the ball on the ground. That's all she wrote. Barkley enters the Super Bowl with 442 yards rushing in these playoffs, too shy of the record of most rushing yards by anybody entering a Super Bowl. That's John Riggins in 82. He's already passed Barkley both of the Terrell Davis seasons of 97 and 98 in this regard, and those were the seasons that put Terrell Davis in the Hall of Fame. That's what Barkley's doing. He's putting himself on a path to the Hall of Fame in just 1 year in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. That's what he's doing. Because the Overreaction Monday subject matter, and we'll have you listen to that or watch it on our YouTube channel, was Barkley's having he's a Super Bowl win shy of having the greatest running back season in the history of running backs. Listen to that or watch it for my answer there. Jalen Hurts, on top of what Saquon did, played his best game as an Eagle since losing the Super Bowl, when he could have been the MVP as a losing player in that Super Bowl quite easily. Since losing that Super Bowl, last year we all know he didn't have a great season, even when they started 10-1. And this year, he didn't do what he did in this game. He was stupendous. He was superb. I thought he wasn't going to be able to do the tush-push. I thought he wasn't going to be able to run it. I thought he wasn't going to be able to be mobile. Guess what? He did all of that. He had over 100 or more passing yards in the NFC Championship game, 246, than he had in either round of the playoffs prior to this game. He had 131 in the wild card, 128 in the divisional round. Put it together, he almost eclipsed the last two games combined. And then he ran it in three times, passing Steve Young for the most rushing touchdowns by a quarterback in the playoffs all time. That's now Jalen Hurts. And Nick Sirianni is now taking the Eagles back to the Super Bowl, which makes Jalen Hurts the first quarterback to lose his first Super Bowl appearance and make it back to the Super Bowl since Jim Kelly did it in the 90s. The last 18 quarterbacks to lose their first appearance in the Super Bowl never made it back. Jalen Hurts just broke that streak. And Sirianni becomes the fifth youngest coach in the history of the Super Bowl to make it back to the Super Bowl for a second time. He'll only be a couple hundred days older than Joe Gibbs, who's fourth on that list at 43 years and change. Unbelievable. Eagles get it done, man. And you know how they get it done? They get it done in the trenches. And then they grow out from there. And then they have playmakers everywhere. Everywhere. We hadn't even heard from Jordan Davis very much, and he enveloped. I think did he put Jaden Daniels in his belly at one point?
Get in my belly.
It's pretty much what he said at one point. Okay. Cooper DeJean blows up plays that the Lions had Terry McLaurin take to the house. Quinyon Mitchell. He didn't have a, you know what? It's unbelievable. He's defensive rookie of the year candidate, and he didn't have a career touchdown until the NFC Championship game to seal it.
Core pick.
Right. A pick.
You
right.
Said touchdown.
Oh, I said a touchdown? Yeah, his first pick. Thank you, sir. Unreal. Got to give it up. The flowers to the Philadelphia Eagles, man. And, you know, Sirianni showed up in a Mike Quick gamer.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you know why? In 2022, when he faced the Commanders in week three, he showed up in a Mike Quick gamer. I don't know if there's any connection of what happened on that day.
Really?
And he just wants to wear it again after beating the Commanders. I don't know what it is.
Mike Quick.
But this is what he had to say about Jalen Hurts, who had, as I said, his best game since losing the Super Bowl.
Yeah, awesome. Awesome. I think you heard what I said at the end of the game. It's amazing how much doubt there is sometimes. I can't quite comprehend it because, you know, it doesn't look like people think it should look like. But the guy has been clutch. He's won a ton of football games. But you ran for this many yards. We don't care how we win. We don't care. If we rush for 300 and pass for one and we win, great. If we rush for one and pass for 300, great. Who cares? We've just continued to win. He's just continued to win. And I think the criticism is, yeah, whatever. He just wins. And I said what I said after the game, and that's kind of how I feel.
I love that he's caping for him, man.
I just love the Sirianni arc of this guy's career. You know, he was getting fired for Belichick after 1 year. He was on the hot seat early this season.
No doubt.
And now he's
at 2-2 when they were 2-2.
And going back to the Super Bowl again, and you know, with a good chance to win it. It's just, you know, it's crazy.
The regular season loss to Jaden Daniels, who beat them in the final seconds, is their only loss since week 4. But, dude, I know I'm talking your language because I know you think Saquon's the MVP of the entire league.
I do. I've been saying it for a while.
If they only had the vote now. If they had the vote now, he'd be running away with it. But it's a regular season award, and he had an incredible regular season. It's a Saquon world, man. I was gingerly texting Giants fans during this game. It's got to make them sick. I don't know how they sleep. And I know I say it all the time. I'm sorry to keep doing it with the Giants front office. I'm sorry to keep doing it. If you're John Mara and you say you're sick to your stomach when you watch Saquon do what you're doing, I don't know how he's going to be eating between now and the Super Bowl. And if they win it, because he does what he's doing, Saquon Barkley needs 30 yards to pass Terrell Davis for the most rushing yards in a season, including playoffs. By the way, they have the same number of games right now, 19 apiece. He's ahead of Terrell Davis's 97 season by over 110 yards. He's 30 shy of Terrell Davis's 98 season when they all played 19 games. But because I think TD was a one seed that year, he got a bye, or a two seed. You know, two seeds got byes that year. And he needs, let me get this correct, if he gets 161 yards in the Super Bowl, he would pass John Riggins for the most in a single postseason ever. So what's Saquon going to look like with the Philadelphia Eagles? This.
It's going to be amazing.
This is what he's doing. Eviscerating people, home run hitting like Ryan Howard meets Bryce Harper, meets Mike Schmidt. Yeah. Put every power hitter you've ever seen in Philadelphia together, and he's as great a home run hitter as them. I've never seen anything like it. He can take it to the house from anywhere. It is breathtaking. He bounces off of tacklers. He hits the hole, and he's faster than everybody through it. And the Giants let him walk and superpowered the Eagles. Behind a line, by the way, that is terrific, and a defensive line that dominates in their own right, and a back end that Howie Roseman has drafted beautifully with a great complement of receivers around a quarterback who is very dynamic when healthy. And two coordinators who know what they're doing, and a head coach who has been there now and done that twice. That's what the Philadelphia Eagles have become. So I know folks have Chiefs fatigue and maybe fatigue with these two teams facing each other, but it's going to be a hell of a Super Bowl 59. Saquon had this to say. Let's hear from him. God, I can't hear from him enough.
When you signed here in free agency, did you think this would be a possibility to go to the Super Bowl your first year as an Eagle?
Of course. That's why I came here. You know, that's one of the first conversations I had with Howie. That's a conversation I had with my family. And like I said last week, came to Philly to be a part of games like this. And nothing better than a game where you can advance to the Super Bowl. So super excited about that. And it was a team effort. And we'll give a shout out to all the guys.
And no conversations months ago about this appearance to the Super Bowl. Does it feel everything like you expected it would?
Yeah, I mean, you never know. You envision it. But the bad thing, you envision it so much and you dream about it so much that when it happens, it never quite reaches expectations. Kind of expect it. So hopefully, you know, when we get the job done, it might be a little better.
Saquon's going to the Super Bowl with the Philadelphia Eagles. How can the Giants sleep with that? Rhetorical question.
Does anyone text John Mara yesterday?
I don't know. I've certainly not. I don't have his number. What up? I wouldn't.
Just like, hey. Hey, you okay?
You okay.
You know what I mean?
You okay.
Yeah.
Wellness check.
Are you wellness check?
Yeah.
You okay.
And it's not going to be the last time I bring it up in the next 2 weeks. I'm sorry. But the Eagles are going to the Super Bowl. When we come back, we'll talk about the teams that just came so close. When we come back, we'll discuss the Buffalo Bills. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial on this greasy poll edition of the Rich Eisen Show. This is a message from sponsor Intuit TurboTax. Now, taxes is 100% free when you file in the TurboTax app if you're a first-time filer or didn't file with TurboTax last year. That's right. Just do your own taxes in the TurboTax app by February 18th. Had a few jobs last year? It's free. Have a lot of forms? Yep, still free. Have a bunch of new invisible crypto coins? Heads up, it's still free. Convinced you saw Bigfoot, even if your friends don't believe you? That has absolutely nothing to do with taxes, but you better believe it's still absolutely free. Just download and do your own taxes in the TurboTax app by February 18th. All tax forms, all 100% free. Now this is taxes. See if you qualify in the TurboTax app. Excludes TurboTax Live. Must start and file in-app by February 18th.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you should know you should check your draft stats first before you put them on your fantasy team. Or you should definitely check the expiration date on that can of bean dip you picked up at the gas station first before you dive in. Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. See Allstate.com for details. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois. You know how every Super Bowl has a stat that gets repeated over and over and over again that by the time the game's played, you're like, oh, gee, tell it to me one more time.
Did you know Jerome Bettis was from Detroit?
That sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Do you know Ryan Fitzpatrick went to Harvard?
Did he ever play in the Super Bowl?
Super Bowl.
Oh, Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That's true.
But here it is. You ready for it? I did not know this. First, I've heard it. And by the time it's the Super Bowl, maybe you've already heard it. By the time it's the Super Bowl, you'll hear it a million times. But Rich Eisen Show producer Ken Tulo just texted me during the commercial break. Mm. Super Bowl 59, February 9th, will be Saquon Barkley's 28th birthday.
Oh, no way, really?
Ooh.
Nice.
He's playing the Super Bowl on his birthday. Oh. I don't know how many times that's ever happened. I'm sure NFL Network research will be on it.
Wow.
I will know for the 8.5-hour edition of NFL Game Day Morning on that day exactly how many people have played in the Super Bowl on their birthdays and what they have done by the time it's happened. I mean, when...
had to have happened before.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's anyone of a significance of someone who's going to touch the ball as much as Saquon Barkley will. You know what I mean? I don't know who that is in previous Super Bowls who's done that, but... I don't know. Like when Burkhart mentions it for the first time, people will be like, oh, God, tell me more about it. It's his birthday.
Yeah, drink.
What are you going to do on your birthday, Saquon? Right. What are you getting for your birthday? A Lombardi? Like it's going to, that's the way it is. Right. But right now, let's remember the moment when it was the most fresh and you hadn't heard it yet.
You know what else we're going to hear about?
No.
The logo. Because guess what the colors are?
Yep.
Red and green.
They are again, aren't they? You know who mentioned this to me last night?
Hey, red and green. Oh, cool.
Cooper mentioned it to me, my 13-year-old.
Hey. And you want to tell me it's not fixed, Rich Eisen? What do you mean it's not fixed? Look at the Super Bowl colors. They're red and green.
As you know,
look who's in the game.
That's the last time the Eagles played. No, it's not really green. It's teal. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Let's head to the phone lines here on the Rich Eisen Show. Let's go to Derek in Missouri. What's up, Derek? How you been, sir?
Hey, Rick. So before I get into my discussion, let me just say this to anybody else on hold right now. If Rich takes your calls, show more respect and clarity next time when you are going into discussion with this man, because give him more respect when you want to say something to this man and everybody else in the studio. Just be more informal, be more kind, and be more polite next time.
No, don't worry. If you're referring to the guy who called earlier from hour one, I should have been a little more patient myself. I don't know.
He was just hurt. You could tell.
No, that's okay. He was hurt. It's all good. Derek, what's on your mind?
Well, here's the thing, Rich. Let me add this. What we're seeing right now is people, we need to realize we are witnessing greatness with this Chiefs team. And I've been on this earth for 36 years, and I learned the same thing with Tom Brady. And if anything, it's like people just need to relax and chill out and like accept it. It happens. It's just a game. People need to realize that, this is going to happen. Greatness is going to happen. And dynasties, people dealt with it with the Steelers, the Cowboys, the Niners back in the day, and this and that. And the Bills play on fourth down and this and that. That play, you couldn't really tell where the ball was when Allen was on his side. You just couldn't really tell.
Mm-hmm.
And who's to say what could have been? They could have maybe, converted on that fourth down play and got the first down. Who's to say what the Chiefs could have done after that, more than anything? And look, here's a stat for you, Rich. Think about this. Let this sit in for a minute. Tom Brady, it took over a decade for him to win his fourth Super Bowl in his 15th full year in the league. Pat Mahomes is on the verge of his fourth Super Bowl and his eighth year and his seventh full-time season, and he hasn't played a full decade yet in this league.
I hear you. And he's going to turn 30 in September. And thanks for the call, Derek. And it could be September 17th. He could be 30 in week two of his title defense for a fourth time. Fourth title defense. I might add. This is his third title defense. So, it's crazy, man.
They're good.
So,
yeah, they're really
let's,
good.
Let's,
good.
Let's
they're
just,
great.
But let's land on the Bills here for a second. Because there's just going to be a lot of what did the Bills do? What didn't they do? What should they have done? And, I understand the ultimate answer may be they were just born at the wrong time. They play in the wrong conference. I don't know. I mean, part of me thought maybe they should have used James Cook more. Certainly when he was cooking in the third quarter, and then you look at it, that his last touch of the game was with 9 minutes to go.
But
that touch with 9 minutes to go came in a drive that wound up with a touchdown to Curtis Samuel to tie the game. Then the Chiefs got the ball back. He didn't get a touch in the final possession of the game for the Bills. Now you could sit here and say as well, it was a passing package here. You have to pass. And that's when Ty Johnson usually is on the field. And by the way, he had an incredible catch in the playoffs. So he's pretty talented himself. And, maybe they should have used James Cook a little bit more. And if they did, perhaps it wouldn't have been fourth down. Perhaps they wouldn't have been in a situation going on for, they wouldn't have been in a third and 10, needing to get half of it with Amari Cooper as they did. I don't know. You could nitpick there. Josh Allen came out a little jumpy. You know what I mean? Like I don't think you've seen him like that. Even Romo accused him of having nerves, right?
Yeah. There were a couple passes that you were like, bro, what are you?
Yeah. Well, on the first drive, the Chiefs had two interceptions that they dropped. But Josh Allen, guys, Josh Allen, that throw to Mac Hollins.
Oh.
That throw to Mac Hollins was unbelievable, and it was 21-10, right?
Better throw or better catch?
I mean, he dropped it in the bucket, and McDuffie is draped on Hollins.
I throw a flag on the play.
Right.
Yeah.
And he still caught it.
Perfect pass and catch.
Oh, yeah. Yep. But, I mean, the time in which he did it, because Mahomes had just scored to go up 21-10. They're going to get the ball to start the second half.
Man, it felt like it was about to be a boat race, too.
Right. And then Allen made this throw.
Yeah.
And unbelievably, they go for the extra point, take that point off the board because of a penalty. Which, by the way, you could make the case that should have been both guys getting called for. What I don't want to go down that road because we're about to hit the officiating again here. But 21-16 at half instead of a 21-10, that was big. And then and then the defense bowed up, got a punt out of the Chiefs to start that second half.
Yeah, they came out.
And then Allen and Cook got it done. Down the field, 22-21.
Shut them out in the
third. Force another punt. Yep. And that's when the Bills get the ball back. And that play on fourth down that Allen came awfully close on. And personally, it looked to me that he got it. And then when they ruled it short, it was a surprise to me. I thought they got it. I think Sterator thought they got it. I think Nance thought they got it. And there was no visual evidence that I could see that was conclusive that you got to reverse it.
Yeah.
That said, you know, Allen on a lot of these short yardage plays wasn't working. They kept running it over and over and over again.
Frustrating.
You got cooked there.
But that throw on fourth down getting lit up by Steve Spagnuolo, I've seen it over and over again. Oh, Khalil Shakir's there on the orbit route.
He never saw him.
Because the play was over.
He's immediately running for his life.
Yes.
Yep.
To his right.
Yeah.
They didn't pick up that blitz to his front side.
Yep.
He's running, you know, in the direction of the blitz. It wasn't like he was running away from it. It was just an unfortunate play. And it's just, I don't know. It's just.
I wonder why they didn't call a timeout there, though, Rich. They got three timeouts. I'm not a tape guy like you say, but when you watch the play, you can see clearly that.
I don't even know what to say, man, because, you know, just today, Allen mentioned on that two-pointer right before halftime, he injured his wrist. He played the entire second half with an injured wrist.
Really?
And he still made that throw to Kincaid, which, you know, everyone's like, Allen's got to put the cape on in order to beat the Chiefs. He put the cape on.
He should have been sacked.
He put the cape on when he found Hollins. He put the cape on a fourth down when he found Samuel and tied the game up. He put the cape on when it was fourth down, and he threw one up as a prayer, but the prayer hit the arms of his receiver, and I don't want to turn Kincaid into Mark Andrews 2.0 just because they play the same position. I'm not going to do that. It's just it was a tough ball for him to locate and then come back in the situation. I'm sure he would love it back. But the fact is that the Bills were in this position again. And I can't pinpoint as the reason as to why. I just can't. I mean, Benford goes out early in the game. That changes their entire defensive scheme.
Yep.
You can't change your, you know, have your defensive scheme, change your defensive scheme, and it's clearly weaker against Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid in the playoffs in the year of our Lord 2025 and hope for the best. Like you've got arguably the greatest coach quarterback combination. I can't believe I'm saying it, but you can make this argument that we've ever seen at the tops of their games right now. And then hope for the best. And then I don't know. I know everybody thinks that their franchise might be snake bit in a certain way. All right. I know Jets fans think that way. I know Browns fans think that way. I know Lions fans are certainly thinking that way. I can't believe they teased us this way and all that sort of stuff. But Bills fans can make a case.
Yeah.
A very good case. And here you go. Dating back to 1972, NFL teams that have scored four touchdowns and committed no turnovers in a playoff game are 85-6. The last two playoff losses at Arrowhead for the Bills are two of those six.
Wow.
They won the turnover battle and lost. The only team in these playoffs to say that.
Yep.
They got James Cook multiple touchdowns. As many touchdowns in the AFC Championship game as he had in six games in his career prior in the playoffs. I mean, Allen was 22 or 34, 237 pass yards, two passing touchdowns, and he didn't give the ball away. I mean, what more do you want here? I don't know. Do they need another playmaker? Could they have used at the end of the day another playmaker at wideout? Like, is that, did they miss Steph Diggs? I mean, or a player of his caliber? Can you sit here and say that?
Better corners and a little more pressure on Mahomes. I think it was a defensive issue.
Well,
a defensive issue.
I can't sit here and just say, you know, anything other than the fact of unbelievable season, incredible quarterback, did his damnedest, did his best, and it wasn't good enough. And this is what Allen had to say afterwards.
It's not fun. But to beat the champs, you gotta beat the champs, and we didn't do it tonight.
When the season began, a lot of people were thinking, well, maybe a down year for the Bills, reset year, you've heard all that stuff. But when you get this close, how much of that even matters when it comes to how successful you view this season?
Yeah, you can either get it done or you can't, and we didn't get it done.
Josh, how much does the fact that it's been this specific team that's ended you guys' season so often and add to the disappointment?
Well, they've ended a lot of team seasons too. And it's a good squad. They had a good plan tonight, and again, they made more play than we did.
What is he, Karl Malone in the Jordan era? I guess you'd have to say he's Ewing, right? Would you say that?
Yeah.
He's Ewing because they're in the same conference.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like name
Reggie Miller, Ewing. Well,
and it's more like, you know, he's the reason Steph Curry has all his rings. He's the reason that James Harden has none. He's the reason that Chris Paul doesn't have any.
Right.
You know, these are Hall of Fame legendary players who just were in Steph Curry's time zone.
It can't last forever, can it? I mean, at some point, Andy Reid won't be Mahomes' coach and Kelsey won't be his tight end.
I have an idea. Josh Allen should just pull a Durant. Just go play for the Chiefs.
This guy.
They don't get a ring, right?
Well, they need a new tight end. No, man, I'm not even going to go there.
But he did say an overreaction Monday is out there for everyone to see on our YouTube channel or listen wherever you get your podcast that Allen needs to go to the NFC. If he was in the NFC, he'd have been in the Super Bowl
by now. But he would never. I think he's too much of a competitor there.
Well, it's not just that. He's perfect for the franchise. Yeah. He's perfect for the city. He's perfect for the fans. He's perfect. The only thing he's imperfect at is beating Mahomes. And he is the avatar of the Chiefs fatigue, I think, where a fan base that's never seen a championship before and haven't been back to the Super Bowl since their franchise lost four in a row, a losing streak that began with a missed field goal that still burns, right?
Yeah.
And they've now lost to the Chiefs, the closest. You know, it's now back-to-back three-point losses in the playoffs to this team. The six-point loss came in the divisional round because they were up and gave up three in, you know, a handful of seconds. And then an overtime came when Allen didn't touch the ball, forcing overtime rules to be changed ever since. It's, you know, they just lost by two touchdowns in the 2020 AFC Championship game at Kansas City. That one wasn't. I mean, that's 14 points. You put together the six, and it's 12. They've lost the last three by a combined 12.
Yeah.
So they're absolutely in the ballpark.
Right there.
They just can't get through it, and they're 81 wins since this guy came into the league as their starter, and Allen, including the playoffs, most by any team in a seven-season span that didn't reach the Super Bowl. And by the way, you know who's there at 81? Right behind him in this regard.
Lamar?
Yep.
Yeah. Wow.
Lamar. Drafted in the same draft as Allen. And he's run into Mahomes once. Allen's run into him four times. I mean, this is it. We're in the Jordan era of football.
Are we looking at a situation where you're going to have three quarterbacks who I feel already have their busts being made by Mr. Buswell, and I think the jackets are already getting tailored. They could get into the Hall of Fame without winning a Super
you're
Bowl because
the
of
other
this.
Three are, the three are?
Well, we just named them. Lamar.
Allen.
And Joe Burrow.
Burrow's another one, maybe? Oh, you're leaving out Brock Purdy.
Well, I don't know that Brock Purdy has a Hall of Fame career quite yet in the making.
Well, again, the conversation that's coming right now would be amplified even more had Tom Brady not spat his last Super Bowl breath in Mahomes' direction. Because yeah. Mahomes would be that much closer.
Yeah.
But Josh Allen, I just kind of just sit there and think, you know, he is the personification of, you know, maybe next year. And
you're just not good enough. You're just not good enough.
They're collectively,
not that Josh.
And I'm glad you said collectively because we like, put
just,
we're
just not good enough.
Yeah. It's not. Don't
put
it on
so
Allen.
Much on the quarterback.
And by the way, like, I think McDermott did his best coaching job this year. They're going to get Joe Brady back,
but he may not be enough. And the play calling, Joe Brady didn't have a great second half. Like they're just not collectively good enough.
Not yet. How about that? And then I'll maybe give 2 cents. Next time Brett Veach calls up and say, I'd like to make a trade on draft night.
Yeah, hang up the
phone. Who dis?
Yeah. If Howie Roseman calls you, hang up
the phone.
You're not getting the better end of that deal. Trust me.
Well, when you look at Worthy, 101 yards and a touchdown in that game, and they gave him to the Chiefs. Like,
I mean, we're playing the result there. I mean, but let's still.
Yeah, but that's what we can do.
That's what we
play
do. The result. All right, we'll take a break. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. We'll discuss the Commanders when we come back. Bill Burr in studio, hour three, baby. Can't wait for all of that. For the moment, though, on the Infinity Sports Network, here's Rich Ackerman with an update. I got a riddle for you. What do yoga mats, a toothbrush, and a Hyundai have in common? I'll give you a moment. Time's up. If you guess they're all fun, well-designed, and super useful, you guessed wrong. The answer is you can order all those things on Amazon. That's right. You can now buy a Hyundai on Amazon, the same place where you order yoga mats, a toothbrush, and pretty much everything else, all from the comfort of your home. And the best part, you won't even have to break down a car-sized Amazon box after because you'll pick up your Hyundai at the dealer. I mean, picture this. You're in your PJs. Snugged in on your couch, you pull up Amazon on your phone and start the process right there. Just locate a nearby dealer, pick your color, your options, check the price, and with a few dotting of some I's and crossing of some T's, voila, your Hyundai is ready for pickup. It's that easy. Just remember to put some real clothes on before you head over, will you? Hyundai, now available on Amazon. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Limited availability only through participating Hyundai dealers in select markets. Let's talk Live Good, people. We all take supplements, or at least we know we should. But why are so many supplement companies charging ridiculous prices for products that really aren't that special? It's frustrating. That's why I want to introduce you to Live Good, a brand that's turning the supplement industry on its head. LiveGood believes that everyone deserves access to high-quality supplements without the insane markups. They offer premium products formulated by their industry-leading team of natural health experts, and they cut out the middleman to sell them at some of the lowest prices anywhere. You're going to love it. Collagen peptides, energy endurance electrolytes, organic coffee, yeah, coffee, organic super greens, protein powder, weight loss products, hormone products, skincare products, all highest quality products at prices people can actually afford. Ready to make the switch and start saving? Well, we'll make it even easier for you. Use our link and you can save an additional 10% off your first order on top of the already lowest prices. Just go to livegood.com/rich to save 10% on your first order. That's livegood.com/rich. Don't miss out on this opportunity to invest in your health without overspending. These statements and products have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition. You're the perfect person to ask this, Bill Burr. Why do New England fans act so miserable? Why must you be...
I didn't know that we did.
Oh, stop. Unhappy in order to be happy. You don't think so?
No, I think that's everybody's reaction
to the jealousy of wanting to live through what we've lived through in the last 15 years. Because people always say stuff. Yeah, they say stuff like, don't you get sick of winning? Don't you? You're sick of it, right? Isn't it like boring? It must be like boring because that's all they have. No, it's awesome. I hope it continues. And I've enjoyed every second of it. And when it's over, you know, it's going to be over.
Well, I mean, this guy over there, Brockman, with his Red Sox cap over there. Do you have the David Price sound that where he was bitching about David Price after the Yankees beat him up in, what was that, game two? Play it. Go for it for Bill Burr.
I want him to quit. I want him to retire on the spot.
Yeah, he's not going to do
that. I didn't go that
hard. That's what I want. He was terrible.
Part of you, so furious at David Price.
I was so furious.
But you were kind of feeling good, though. Like, you're getting it off your chest. Like, you couldn't
have
been.
It was therapeutic.
See what I'm saying? That's what's with, is there something about
name another sports fan that sees their guy?
I don't know. Just like, maybe I'm just a much more sunny disposition type guy.
Were you screaming at Harbaugh?
This is about him. This is about how great he is. Oh, now I see where this is going. I was confused.
No.
You know, Rich, you spoon fed it to me. I want to tell you something, Rich. Out of all the sports shows I go on, I think you are the nicest, most even-keeled, pleasant, respectful to other fan base.
No, I just think it goes back to like the Tea Party. You know, it goes all the way back to like, like you don't feel represented. You feel like you're taxed. You feel like a taxed sports fan.
Do you feel the jealousy?
Don't you love that? You haven't been represented in the sports universe.
It's always great. It's always great when I have another teammate come into studio because I'm teamed up against 2-on-1 with the New York.
Don't you hate any time like there's a big Boston game? What they show, they always show like lighthouses, lobster fishermen, and Paul Revere like, oh yeah, that's Massachusetts. I never saw any of that growing up. I didn't have any lobster fishermen friends. I never went to a lighthouse, and I never went to the Freedom Trail. I never did it. I've seen the line painted on the sidewalk. You know, who goes to a tourist attraction in your own city?
Exactly.
You only do it when relatives come to town.
Oh, like, do you want to go?
I want to go to the USS Constitution. Oh, do you?
Here's where Cheers
you
is.
Stand in line down there. Well, have a great time. I'm gonna go to a dive bar. Where do you want to go next? You want to go to Cheers? Yeah. Just to let you know, it doesn't look like that when you go inside. So just take a picture outside.
If Ted Danson's not there.
Yeah, you want to get some chowder? I hate clam chowder. It's disgusting. It tastes like somebody already ate it and then spit it back into the bowl. Looks the same way.
Bill Burr is currently in our green room right now.
Hey.
I just had quite the chat with
him. Is he?
Nice. Tell ya.
Is he?
I just had quite the chat with him. He's a little fired up about what happened yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Don't know how fired up he's going to get when he comes out here.
Okay.
What he really wants to hit. Okay. So it's going to be great. Cannot wait for it. Bill's in our green room. Okay, I think he's getting ready for his David Mamet performance based on the staccato profanity that was coming out of his mouth about yesterday's game.
We need the
mute mic. On. We're
dumb. Dumb button. Yeah.
No.
Dumb button ready.
Stop. He's a pro. Whatever. It's just I love this guy. And he's in our green room, which makes me very, very happy. He's going to join us in hour number 3 in just a matter of moments right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Don't let the urge to sing along to that catchy tune distract you from that truck drifting towards your lane or that lane-splitting biker creeping up beside you. Fortunately, every Hyundai offers advanced safety features that can alert you to potential dangers around you. And Hyundai has over 120 IIHS Top Safety Awards since 2006 because Hyundai is always working to ensure the road doesn't get you. Hyundai vehicles have won over 120 IIHS Top Safety Awards from 2006 to 2024. Let's go to Justin in Maryland. You're here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Justin?
Hey, Rich, Chris, DJ, Mikey B. How's
hey,
everybody
Justin.
Doing?
What's up?
Around the world.
So I just got to say, watching every single offensive snap from the Eagles yesterday makes the head office of the Giants look more and more idiotic. Even the snap that Saquon Barkley was not in and he was cheering for his teammates like the guy to save the kitten from a tree, it just seems like he was the perfect teammate. From all accounts, he seems like a really great guy. And clearly he is a fantastic competitor and an amazing running back. So not even just from the stuff from the Hard Knock stuff, but even before then when they were playing hardball with him, trying not to even give him an extension years ago, it just seems crazier and crazier as the Eagles keep on marching along.
I'm with you, Justin, but, you know, we've got, as I mentioned, thanks for the call, Justin, we've got 2 weeks to hit on that. 2 weeks until the game when Saquon turns 28 on Super Sunday, by the way. That's something. Again, I just heard earlier today that will no doubt be drilled into the mind's eye of everybody in the reporting and conversation that it's Super Bowl Sunday. It's Saquon Barkley's birthday.
Rich, it's also Cooper DeJean's birthday.
Ah.
He'll be 22 on Super Sunday.
Look at that. Which one is more likely to deliver birthday punches?
There you go.
Okay. Before we move on to Hour 3 in Bill Burr in studio, Hour 3, let's recap the Commanders' season, which was full of house money on the table. Unfortunately for them, in the NFC Championship game, the Eagles stole their house money and bought a new mansion with it and for themselves and kicked the Commanders to the curb. And it wasn't close. As it turned out, the Eagles roster was deeper and their quarterback played better than the guy who's played the best at the position, arguably. Certainly in the NFC, better than anybody has since the middle of November and maybe the entire league in Jaden Daniels as a rookie. 37 offensive touchdowns. That breaks Justin Herbert's rookie record. 5 passing touchdowns in the playoffs. That breaks Mark Sanchez's rookie record. 822 passing yards in the playoffs. That breaks Russell Wilson's rookie record. He ended the Commanders' streak of losing seasons at 7 games. He ended the Commanders' 10-win season drought. He ended the Commanders' playoff losing drought. He ended the Commanders' championship game appearance drought. He ended a lot of drought. He was a tall drink of water in that regard. And that garden has been seeded, to say the least. They are going to be the new team in the mix, perennially, one would think, in the NFC. And based on what we saw this year and the fact that the Cowboys just introduced somebody nobody thought would be their next head coach, coming off of a season in which Dak couldn't stay healthy and this roster wasn't deep enough at all to survive injuries, let alone Dak's. You could make the case the Cowboys are the third best team in this division right now, and they're going to be looking at that reality for a while to come, unless Shoddy can pull a rabbit out of the coaching headset. And the Commanders have the guy. That's all we're looking for. That's all we're looking for in the NFL. That's who the Titans are wondering if Will Levis is the guy. Or is Abdul Carter the guy, according to Daniel Jeremiah in his mock draft, first overall? What are they going to do with Deshaun Watson out next year in Cleveland? Do they go ahead and take Cam Ward, leave him for the Giants? If the Giants take him third overall, is he the guy? The Raiders are sitting there at sixth overall. Would Shador be the guy? Who's the guy? Everybody's wondering who the guy is. The Jets are back on the who's the guy question mark. Is Tua the guy? Is Herbert really the guy? Is Trevor Lawrence going to be the guy? Is Liam Cohen going to unlock Trevor Lawrence in a way that Doug Peterson did for a little bit but couldn't? Everybody's wondering who the guy is. The Broncos have their guy. Now, who's the guy? Is Penix going to be the guy in Atlanta? Can J.J. McCarthy be the guy? Was Sam Darnold, despite what we saw, really the guy? Can he be the guy? Is he the guy? The Commanders have no questions about it anymore. Asked and answered. Jaden Daniels answered it this year without a doubt. And they didn't make it to the Super Bowl. Nobody thought they'd make it to the playoffs, let alone to the NFC Championship game. Terry McLaurin was unlocked. I would proffer to say there's a front office that knows how to fix what needs to be fixed and added to. I'm not worried about the Commanders.
Nope.
Six lost fumbles against the Eagles all season long. The other teams that they played, including the playoffs, they'd lost just four. They ran into a better team. Unfortunately for them, their team rests in their division.
Yeah.
And they know who they're going to have to target. They know who they're going to have to beat. They know what they're going to need in order to beat them. It's a simple thing. Don't turn the ball over. They didn't do it in the playoffs in the first or the second round. They won those games. They did it three times in Philadelphia. They lost it. Not to oversimplify things, but that can make things simple. But they've got their guy, and they got rid of their guy, too. Is there anything worse, if this is true, than hearing from ESPN?
Oh, it was so great.
And Don Van Natta and Seth Wickersham. And if they say this is true, it is true.
Yep.
That Dan Snyder is miserable at the success of the Washington Commanders.
I love it.
That
it's perfect.
Makes him miserable.
It's
and
perfect.
All I have to say about that is good riddance.
It's like then the Jerry Seinfeld. That's
great.
A shame.
That's a shame. That's a shame, Jeff. That he's going to sit there and go, I was forced to sell the team. Like that, no sense of understanding why he was forced to sell the team at all. No understanding that he lost at all any allies in that room of ownership.
Jerry Jones, lost Jerry.
It was put upon him. It was not anything that he did. He didn't bring anything of this on himself at all.
Right.
That there's no self-awareness to the point where all of these people that he supposedly wanted to service with happiness and success and couldn't do it because it was such a horror show in that building, that when he's out and he is now sold it for an insane profit, making him and his family generationally enriched as long as this earth keeps spinning, that he can't sit there and go, you know what, good for them. And all those people who showed up and put their trust and their faith and their literal credit cards in his hand, that he can't be happy. So if you're wondering, like, how are Commanders fans feeling today? Probably a little down, you know, because they thought it could happen right now. But other than that, all good in their hood because of who's there and who no longer is. Hour three coming up.
Actor Michael Rosenbaum, he knows some of the most talented people in the business. And now he's getting the inside story.
Let's get inside of Heather Graham.
I can't look at like Boogie Nights and think that you were a nerd.
Johnny Knoxville.
You think you're going to do another Jackass movie? What do your kids want?
Dad's not going to do that. Yeah. You got to be careful how you choose your heroes.
Hear from some of the most fascinating people in pop culture today.
Danny Trejo.
You're a legend. Do you know you're a legend?
You can't be a legend having this much fun.
The Inside of You podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.